do they want a post office or not? I mean, we're in a situation right now where there's just over 1,100 offices. But you have to bear in mind that only back a number of years, there was well over nearly 2,000, and that's in the base of 10 years. The government policy is saying that we want the network, but yet at the same time, Donald, they're taking business from those very offices.
One of the things that Deputy Pringle and others are calling for are more banking services to be given to post offices, for post offices to be given the ability to act as clearing houses at on-post level, and also that more social welfare payments be processed through them. They're all things you're ready for.
Yeah, this is the part that I find absolutely baffling. Like, we're saying here that we're part of every community. We want to deal with the people. We're the brand that people have trusted, even through the greatest financial crisis. The issue that we have here is that we can't do our jobs because government policy has not given us those tools. For example, we don't have the basic bank account. So even on that basis, we can't even tender right now for the tender of the social welfare contract, which appropriately is after the local elections, which in my view is suiting others. So what the question that we have is this, is that we want to be there. We want to be at the heart of the community. We want to be in a position to be able to offer the facilities, and we want to engage with new technology. But how do you do that, Donald, if you're not given the tools?